So did you get your Slimming World brochure through your mailbox? I got mine. I had set it aside to show you guys, but it's maybe sitting somewhere that I lost it. But I'll read to you now from the... It's a famous poem by Minnie Louise Haskins, and you'll recognize it. It was historically, it was read by King George VI in 1939 during his Christmas broadcast. Are you familiar with it? I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, "Give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown." And he replied, "Go out into the darkness and put your hand in the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way." So I went forth and, finding the hand of God, trod gladly into the night. And he led me toward the hills and the breaking of day in the lone east. Happy New Year, we say to each other, don't we? Happy New Year. And it's as if to signify another batch of opportunity, isn't it? It's a fresh new start. It's often a time to stop and assess, what am I doing with my life? Right? Or what am I going to do with my life? Or even, what have I done with my life? Often New Year is a time to adjust, a time to get it right now, isn't it? We talk about diets, we talk about exercise regimes. According to the Independent magazine, every year Google searches for gyms spike in January, and membership purchases and foot traffic soar. In the Financial Times, they report that Humphrey Cobbold is the chief executive of Pure Gym, expects that in January, as New Year's resolutions take hold, the number of people signing up for Pure Gym memberships will increase by 10% and 20% compared with the average month. And John Terhane, he's the chief executive of The Gym Group, so that's Pure Gym's London-based rival, said, "Whether you're a premium operator or a low-cost operator, trading in January and February is indicative of the full year." It said that a gym with capacity for 300 people can have a membership of 6,000. And they're banking on New Year's resolutions that aren't kept. They minimize their rent and they maximize their membership base based on New Year's resolutions not being kept. That's the business model. That's interesting, isn't it? The business model is actually based on people not coming. That's New Year's resolutions. That's the effectiveness of new resolutions in evidence, as reported in the Financial Times and the Independent magazine, about people who run businesses based on it. So people don't just throw their money away. There's wisdom in recognizing that New Year's resolutions don't amount to much. Don't want to discourage you. I want to encourage you that the spirit is willing and the flesh is weak, is what Jesus said about people who resolve to live spiritually in a moment. But that the Christian life is referred to as a discipline. And discipleship and training and building up is the means of keeping the promise made at the beginning until the end. Do you hear that? And do you hear that on, it's almost New Year's Day? Yeah. So what does the Bible say about this reset? Because honestly, you want to be encouraged, don't you? You have a bulletin right in front of you, and the bulletin has memory verses on it. Those are the encouraging verses that you'll carry away from here with you this morning. Lamentations, not really... The title of the book does not bring encouragement, if you ask me, but it says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning." New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Written by a miserable person in the book of Lamentations, folks. But we'll sing it. We'll sing it out of context. Look at Psalm 118 there. It's in your bulletin. You don't have to turn to it in your Bible. "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it today." You say that to yourself on the 4th. You say that to yourself on February 7th. You say that to yourself in June. This is the day. And then in Revelation, the end of the story, I peeked ahead, and it says, "He who was seated on the throne said, 'Behold, I'm making all things new.'" Whew. Yeah? Yeah. The scripture is filled with encouragement to start anew, and we find multiple and repeated exhortations to take courage and to step out and to seek a fresh start and to rely on the goodness of God for a new shot at it. Happy New Year.